This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Passengers had to be evacuated from a United Airlines plane after it rolled off a runway in Houston and ended up stuck in a grassy area. United Airlines says no injuries were reported. Among the 160 passengers and six crew members, Flight 2477 from Memphis, Tennessee, had landed at Bush Intercontinental Airport around 8 Friday morning. Houston Airport System says a Boeing 737 MAX 8 was rolling to a terminal gate when it left the pavement. United said it will work with the National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration to understand exactly what happened. The Republican senator who gave the party's response to U.S. President Joe Biden's State of the Union address used a harrowing account of a young woman's sexual abuse to attack his border policies, but the rapes did not happen in the U.S. or during the Biden administration. The Alabama senator, Katie Britt, in the GOP response criticized current immigration policies, describing how she met a woman at the U.S.-Mexico border who was raped thousands of times in a sex trafficking operation run by cartels starting at the age of 12. Documents show the victim had previously spoken publicly about the abuse happening in Mexico from 2004 to 2008, but not in the United States or during the Biden administration. Media magnate Rupert Murdoch turned 93 next week and is planning to get married again. His representatives say that he is engaged to Elena Zakova. Murdoch stepped down last fall as leader of both Fox News parent company and his News Corp Media Holdings. His son has taken his place at the helm. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Police and palace guards continue to work to retake some streets in Haiti's capital after gangs launched massive attacks on at least three police stations. Guards from the National Palace, accompanied by an armored truck, tried to set up a security perimeter Saturday around one of the three downtown stations after police fought off an attack by gangs late Friday. Sporadic gunfire continues Saturday, and one woman writhed in pain on the sidewalk in downtown Port-au-Prince with a gunshot wound after a stray bullet hit her in the leg. Caribbean leaders issued a call late Friday for an emergency meeting Monday in Jamaica on what they called Haiti's dire situation. Torrential rains have triggered flash floods and a landslide on Indonesia's Sumatra Island, killing at least 19 people, leaving seven others missing. Mud, rocks, and uprooted trees rolled down a mountain and reached a river that burst its banks and tore through mountainside villages in West Sumatra province. Rescuers by Saturday pulled out seven bodies in one of the worst-hit villages and recovered three others in two neighboring villages. The National Disaster Management Agency on Sunday said that rescuers retrieved six bodies and three more in its neighboring district, bringing the death toll to a total of about 19 people. An Auburn University student connected on a long-distance shot, draining a length of the basketball court, putt on Saturday to win a car. And Connor Boyle made the 94-foot putt, rolling a golf ball from one baseline and threw it next to the opposite basket during a promotion in the second half of Auburn's game with Georgia. President Joe Biden says he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping it, and how he is approaching its war against Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. leader expressed support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas after the October 7th attack, but said of Netanyahu that he must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. Biden has for months warned that Israel risks losing international support over mounting civilian casualties in Gaza. Yeah, the remarks in an MSNBC interview pointed to the strained relationship between the two leaders, Biden said, of the Gazan death toll. It's contrary to what Israel stands for, and I think it's a big mistake, according to Biden. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.